Miracles appear in the strangest of places. Fancy meeting you here. The last time I saw you was just out of Houston. Sit down, let me buy you a beer. Your presence is welcome with me and my friend here. This is a hangout of mine. We come here quite often and listen to music, partaking of yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine, I'm yesterday's wine. Aging with time, like yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine, we're yesterday's wine. Aging with time, like yesterday's wine. You give the appearance of one widely traveled. I'll bet you've seen things in your time. So sit down beside me and tell me your story. If you think you'll like yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine, we're yesterday's wine. Aging with time, like yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine, well, yesterday's wine. Aging with time, like yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine, we're yesterday's wine. Aging with time, like yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine, we're yesterday's wine. We're aging with time, like yesterday's wine.
All right, welcome to Orphan Radio. This is Matt.
And Benji.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good. Now, this episode is all about songs that are about drinking, and word on the street is that you like to kick back a few. Is that true?
I've been known to have a few here and there. Yeah, I like to drink some beers from time to time.
I was thinking about this today, and I think you make it into my top 20 drinking buddies of all time.
All right.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I'm glad I made the cut.
No, but I mean, you and I have spent, I mean,
lots and lots of time
lots
over
and lots
the years
of time drinking and listening to music and hanging out and going to shows and lots of good times. So this is a natural pick for me for this episode.
Oh, yeah, this is something where, yeah, this is pretty easy. Come
and
up
I'll
with
see
stuff.
You in a couple weeks, and I'm going to be in Kansas City for about 4 days, so we're going to have plenty of time to catch up.
All right.
We get to,
can't
let's
wait.
Let's go to Galooli's.
We will. Oh, yeah, that'll be awesome. We haven't been there together.
Explain to the listening audience what Galooli's is if they're not from Kansas City.
It's this little corner bar on the corner of 39th and Bell, right a block away from State Line Road at 39th by KU Med Center. And it just has kind of a weird crowd. Well, during the week, it's like, you know, the neighborhood people kind of hang out there after work. And, you know, it's if you, well, you know, trying to be somewhat objective about it. But anyways, but then on the weekends, it draws like a crowd of people that aren't from around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And so anyways, we always go there.
Yeah, well, Benji and I used to live across the street from each other for a while in Kansas City, and that was our spot.
Two blocks away, yeah, it's the closest place to go. So
have they changed the jukebox since I've been gone?
Dude, they've remodeled the place, man. They got new booths, everything.
Serious?
Yeah.
Do they still have a jukebox?
They do.
And but is I think it one of those digital ones, or is it still the old
one? No, it's, I think it's the same. Well, the last time I was there, it was the same old one.
That digital jukebox thing drives me fucking crazy.
I hate that shit. Ugh.
I feel like the jukebox is like the last democratic thing left that we have. So you shouldn't be able to pay more and skip over the guy who wanted to hear something in front of you.
Well, exactly. And that's the whole thing. That's the point, is that, you know, there's etiquette to it. And it's also, I don't know. Basically what they ought to do at this point is just have somebody, whoever pays the most money, to plug their iTunes in or whatever.
That's pretty much what it is. But
Right.
Anyway, we got off track there. I'm really sorry. Back to drinking songs. So we started off with Willie Nelson, Yesterday's Wine. It's a good one. It's from 1971. And I'm going to let you start the first set off. So take it away.
Okay, well, when we were talking about doing this, most of the songs I found were either country or punk rock. I really didn't.
Yeah.
But I figured we needed to set out the parameters anyway. So what exactly are the rules of the songs, like what we can pick?
It just has to be songs about drinking in one way or another.
Okay, so they can inadvertently be drinking at the same time, but the narration can be about something as long as they're drinking.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, if they're like if somebody's at the bar talking about drinking, but they're also talking about how their old lady split.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's like every country song ever written.
Okay. Fair enough. I just, you know, it doesn't have to have like drinking in the title. The first one, I think, is pretty self-explanatory, though. Hmm. And I picked this one because it gets it all out of the way. It's the Diesel Queen's Fucking Drink.
All right. Let's do it.
Songs I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. This little song is more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
My wife often frowns when we're out on the town, and I'm wearing a suit and a tie. She's sipping vermouth, and she thinks I'm uncouth when I yell as the waiter goes by. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. While this little refrain should help me explain, as a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
Last night I dreamed that I passed from the scene, and I went to a place so sublime. All the water was clear and tasted like beer. Then they turned it all into wine. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. All this little refrain should help me explain, as a matter of fact, I love beer.
Yes, he likes beer.
It's late and she's waiting, and I know I should go home, but every time I start to leave, they play another song. Then someone buys another round, and wherever drinks are free. What's made Milwaukee famous has made a fool out of me. Babies begged me not to go so many times before. She says love and happiness can't live behind those swinging doors. Now she's gone and I'm to blame. Too late I finally see what's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me. Babies begged me not to go so times before. She says love and happiness just can't live behind those swinging doors. Now she's gone and I'm to blame. Too late I finally see what's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser. What's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me.
All right, welcome back, Orphan Radio, drinking songs.
Yeah, I kind of also remember that we vomited a lot together, too.
I remember that as well a few times. Particularly before a queer show at the Bottleneck one night. Oh, God. Anyway, so we started that set off with Diesel Queen's Fucking Drink,
which I think
is a classic.
Yeah, it's a good one. And then in the middle there I did I Like Beer by Tom T. Hall. I had I Like Beer by the Breakups on my list too, but I don't know if we're going to go there.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know about that. But
okay.
Well, in that vein, we dedicated the last song there to my dear friend Dave Chili Dog Crawford. That was Jerry Lee Lewis, What's Made Milwaukee Famous, which is one of Dave's very favorite artists.
Yeah.
He's probably the biggest Jerry Lee Lewis fan I know.
Really?
Yes, he loves him. So, especially all that country stuff and gospel stuff.
I'd like to read that book that Rick Bragg guy wrote about him that came out last year.
Yeah, I would imagine Chili Dog probably has.
It looks really cool. I picked it up, but I haven't bought it yet.
Cool.
What are you going to do? So what's going on in Kansas City?
Nothing really.
Come on.
I really can't comment on anything, you know, actually happening that much.
What are you drinking? I see you're drinking something there.
Oh, Modelo.
That's your go-to now, isn't it?
It, man, I can't even hardly drink PBR. I gasp.
Oh, what was that?
No, I really, honestly, I don't even really like to drink PBR anymore. I just drink pretty much Modelo if I'm drinking beer.
Yeah. Well, speaking of drinking songs, which is what this whole episode is about, I went and saw Sloppy Seconds the other night in Asheville, North Carolina.
And I know, man. Damn.
They were amazing. Love as them. Usual. So I'm going to play a song of theirs off of the album called Endless Bummer. And the song is called Shut Up and Pour Me a Drink.
Fuck you. Give me a bottle of booze. Here's my dollar. Suck my dick.
Don't tell me, don't tempt me. I'll drink till the bottle's empty. I'm not in denial, so don't put my life on trial. I never asked for your opinion. I never asked for your advice. You think I'm
All right, we decided to go with two Sloppy Seconds songs there. I did Shut Up and Pour Me a Drink.
And I did So Fucked Up.
Yeah. Again, seeing them the other night, they're always awesome.
Man, they're one of my all-time favorite bands. I haven't seen them in a while. I just haven't been able to. I've wanted to. I tried to, you know, like go. They just played in St. Louis a couple weekends ago or last weekend. And I couldn't go. I had to work in the morning, and I just couldn't make it. So,
yeah.
Anyway, so were they amazing as always?
Yeah, they were hilarious and awesome, and yeah, it was. I drank too much, but of course.
Of course you do. You have to.
I know, but all right. I actually don't even really drink that much anymore. But when I
don't
do,
really, I mean,
when I do,
I don't,
it's just kind of overkill.
Dude, we're getting old, man. That's how it goes.
How old are you?
You first.
72.
All right, well, you got a couple years on me.
All right, well, let's start off another set. Let's go into a song I'm sure you know a lot about. It's called Too Drunk to Fuck by Dead Kennedys. Cool?
Yeah.
Went to a party, and it's all night. I've been 16 beers and decided of a fight. You're out of luck. I'm rolling down the stairs, too drunk to fuck. I'm too drunk to fuck. You're too drunk to fuck. Too drunk to fuck. I'm too drunk, too drunk, too drunk to fuck. I like the stories. I love the gun. Shooting at the tires, cause I love the world of fun. But in my room, wish you were dead. You fall like a baby in a razor head. I'm too drunk to fuck. I'm too drunk to fuck. Too drunk to fuck. It's all I need right now. Too drunk to fuck. You took a run to fuck. Too drunk to fuck. I said stop the hit and kill. Too drunk to fuck. I'm about to drop. My head's a mess. The only salvation is I'll never see you again. You give me a hand, it makes it worse. Take out your fucking retainer, put it in your purse. I'm too drunk to fuck. You took the right to fuck. Too drunk to fuck. It's all I need right now. All right, hey, I'm feeling like an ass pretty pop. All right, hey, and now I got diarrhea. Too drunk to fuck. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You're
Songs.
Hey.
First one there was Dead Kennedys, Too Drunk to F.
Too Drunk to Expletive.
Right. It's inappropriate and disgusting.
We followed that up there with Wilco, Passenger Side.
Okay.
I love that song. It's about, he's trying to get his license back and he's tired of getting rides everywhere. And dude he's driving with is driving erratically, so he's going to spill his beer. It's a fun little narrative.
Nice. And then I ended it with another classy song from an early one from G.G. Allin, Drink, Fight, and Fuck.
Oh, man, that's a classic.
Do you know anybody who ever saw him or, like, describe the show at all?
Yeah, actually, I do. When I was a kid, when I was probably 14, I think there was this dude that was, like, 17. His name was John, and he lived in Deer Creek, and his parents let him build a mini ramp in his basement. And we would go to – he was from Cleveland. We would go there, and we could go through the basement, and we could skate in this pretty good-sized mini ramp. It was a gigantic basement. Anyways, he was obsessed with G.G. Allin.
Mm-hmm.
This was, like, probably 89, 90. Anyways, and he had flyers all over the walls, and they were mostly G.G. Allin shows, and he had seen him like 4 times.
Damn.
Yeah, and so anyways, he always had G.G. Allin tapes playing on the boombox and everything when we were skating, and he was obsessed with him. Other than that, I mean, I think I feel like I've talked to people, you know, that saw him, but...
Yeah. Well, you know. Did he ever actually play at the Outhouse?
I don't think so. I mean, I think the one time he was supposed to be there, the legend is he wrote him a letter in shit that said, you know, go F yourselves. I'm not playing in your shitty town or something. Something like that. I don't remember the exact,
yeah.
You know, what it
you know how, like
say,
the,
but,
you know how Charlotte has a kind of a famous punk club, too, called the Milestone?
Yeah, yeah.
And apparently he was supposed to play a show here, too, and he did a sound check, but he never played a show here.
Right, yeah, you know, that sounds like par for the course. I think that's how most of his tours went. I think that's why they had a lot of people, hard time keeping people on more than one tour.
Yeah. Man, I remember seeing Hated for the first time, though.
Oh, I love that.
That documentary is amazing.
Oh, it's so good, man. It really is.
I might watch that tonight. Why not?
Hey, why not? Chili Dog used to have a VHS tape that had Hated, and then right after it had, like, the footage of his last show.
Oh, yeah, I have that on VHS, too. What was the name of the place that they played? The gas station.
Yeah.
In New York. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, we used to watch it periodically.
I've gone to the building where he OD'd.
Oh, wow, that'd be cool.
I've never gotten inside, but, you know. Anyway, let's move on. You want to start off another set?
Yes. Let's go the more traditional route, and we'll go with Hank Thompson, Six Pack to Go.
Hey, Mr. Bartender, please don't be so slow. I got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. Tomorrow morning, Sunday, I'm gonna be feeling low. So please, please, bartender, I want a six-pack to go. I've been drinking all day long, taking in the town. I've done spent my whole paycheck just a honky-tonking round. I don't have enough to pay my rent, I ain't gonna worry though. I got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. Tender, please don't be so slow. I got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. Tomorrow morning, Sunday, I'm gonna be feeling low. So please, please, bartender, I want a six-pack to go. I've been drinking all day long, taking in the town. I've done spent my whole paycheck just a honky-tonking round. Well, I don't have enough to pay my rent, I ain't gonna worry though. I got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. One six-pack to go.
One, two, three.
Ago, way back in history, when all there was to drink was nothing but cups of tea, along came a man by the name of Charlie Mox, and he invented a wonderful drink and he made it out of hops.
He bought a bean, an admiral, a sultan, or a king, and to his praises we shall always sing. And look what he's done for us, he's filled us up with cheer.
Bar, the Tansy's pub, the hole in the wall as well. Oh, one thing you can be sure of, it's Charlie's beer they sell. So come on, all me lucky lads, 11 o'clock she stops. 5 short seconds, remember Charlie Mops. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
He might have been an admiral, a sultan, or a king.
A monk, a barrel, a box, and started around with a stick. That's called a lubrication to make your engine tick. Well, 40 pints of wallop a day will keep away the quack. It's only 8 and 8 in the pot and 1 and 6 in tax. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
He might have been an admiral, a sultan, or a king. And to his praises we shall always sing. And look what he's done for us, he's filled us up with cheer.
Like hell tomorrow, so I won't go to sleep tonight. Na 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 na, na sorrow, everything's gonna be alright. I am invincible, I have no fear. I am benevolent, I am the king of fears. I love all my friends, I wish they would go away. I say stupid things, forgotten them all by Monday. Please don't remind me. Man's bar is
beautiful. I swear I'd sleep with her brother.
Welcome back, Orphan Radio.
Yeah, that's right.
Matt and Benji. We started that last set there with Hank Thompson, Six Pack to Go.
That's a classic. And then I played a song by the Clancy Brothers in the middle there, Beer, Beer, Beer. Good old Irish drinking songs. My mom saw them when she was in high school.
No way.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Where at? In New Jersey?
I think it was in New York.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, because my mom grew up, like, in a small town in New Jersey, but they were only about 40 minutes from New York.
Oh, okay.
Something like that. So when her and my dad started dating and back in the 60s, I think they started dating in, like, 1966 or something, but that's, like, what they used to do on date nights. They would go into, like, Greenwich Village and stuff.
God, I can't imagine.
Like, my dad proposed to my mom in Central Park.
No way.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway. All right, where were we?
I don't fucking know. You had a song after the Clancy Brothers.
Oh, yeah, I played Too Much Joy, King of Beers.
Okay, that goes out to
BA from Sloppy Seconds. Excuse me there. Years ago, BA had that as his MySpace song. I always really liked that song.
I kind of miss that when you used to be able to have a theme song on your MySpace page.
Yeah, I know, man.
They
should let
you do
that
on Facebook. I kind of hate Facebook, though.
Yeah, I do too. It kind of blows. I mean, MySpace, the one cool thing about MySpace was the music thing.
Yeah.
That was the one thing that, like, made it cool. But, you know, there's a lot of really cool stuff I'm into that I wouldn't know about were it not for that. But, it also was less interactive and,
Right.
But anyways,
did you say what the name of the song was?
I did. It's called King of Beers.
By
Too Much Joy.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, have you been having too much to drink?
Ooh, I'm on my second drink. That's no big deal.
Okay, well, pace yourself.
Oh, yeah. We got to do a Pogue song, agreed?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so let's start off another set, and let's do Pogues. There's so many to choose from. Let's do Streams of Whiskey.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
I am gold. make me forget that I still need her soul. Red, red wine, it's up to you. All I can do, I've done. Memories won't go. No, memories won't go. I'd have sworn that with time thoughts of you would leave my head. I was wrong, and I find just one. Tearing apart my blue, blue heart. I'd have sworn that with time thoughts of you would leave my head. I was wrong, and I find just one. It's tearing apart my blue, blue heart.
All right, we're back one last time, Matt and Benji. I started that set off with streams of whiskey. Damn it, let me start that motherfucker over. No, never mind. All right. It's okay. Streams of Whiskey by the Pogues. What'd you play in the middle there?
I played whatchamacallit, Gangway, My Girl and Me.
That was a nice tune.
Yes, yes, a nice little Danish group.
Okay. And then I don't know. I kinda wanted to hear a Neil Diamond Red Red Wine. Which I love.
Yeah, dude. I love it.
Hey. Let's do a volume 2 of this at some point.
Yeah, well, we could easily do that, man.
We probably do about 10 volumes. But,
yeah, we didn't even scratch the surface.
Let's end with the theme song from Cheers. How do you feel about that?
I feel really good about that.
I'm glad you feel good.
I'm glad. Thank you. Thanks for accommodating me. this has been a lot of fun.
Yes.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yes.
And I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Yes to all of the above.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right, bye.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes.